Okay, February 13th, 2024, call to order the Tandy County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? I will state, next Monday, February 19th, the courthouse will be closed in observation of President's Day. Our regular commission meeting will be held on Tuesday, February 20th, 2024.
Excuse me, the internet is currently down as far as broadcasting.
Okay.
I will let Sean.
Since the internet is down for broadcasting, do you guys want to hold up for just a few minutes, see if they can get that?
We're recording though, aren't we?
We are.
We're recording, you good with that too? Asking you.
Yeah, fine.
Okay. You sure you're fine?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's better than flipping switch.
Okay. Well, we'll start off here with just our basic stuff, then we'll go through our normal agenda. First order of business we have is approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 474753 through 474842, warrants 8326 through 8328, to general ledger transfer.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next order of business, we have approval of payroll.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Our next order of business, we have approval of previous meeting minutes.
So for February 5th?
The regular session for February 5th, 2024, and an executive session for February 5th, 2024.
Move to approve regular session minutes and executive session minutes for February
5th, 2024. Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Our next order of business, we have the approval of personnel policy handbook changes and updates. So this may have been my mistake having it set for approval. So if the commission would like to review this morning, we have with us this morning Ms. Blue, She can go over this with some revised updates that has been proposed for the personnel policy. And we want to discuss this at a later time. Move it out. We've heard. Good morning, Ms. Pooley. Ms. Pooley.
We just had a few changes that I was reading through the personnel policy and thought we may need to address. So I have given you a cheat sheet here, I kind of call it. I tried to lay it on each one of you so you kind of know what we were talking about in different sections. And qualifications for employment, we are suggesting that because we have had employees that didn't have a GED, just to have it any department wishes to hire an employee without a high school diploma or a GED must have approval of the county commission. That was always going to add to that one. That's in section 3-5. Then in section 3-6 on hiring, a lot of the stuff when I was in the auditor's office was submitted at the auditor's office. Now that I'm in administrative services, it needs to be submitted to the administrative services. And then on the retirees' medical insurance, as you all are aware, we went to the 80 and out. And with that allows an employee to terminate at 49. If they come in at 21, they can terminate at 49 years of age. And it did say B years of service, and it should have been 8. And that's just a little error there. But we wanted to correct that. Then in retirement plans on SURF, it does say employees hired after March 1st. It should be February 25th, and we just wanted to change that because we did catch that. Another in section 17.4, it's full-time employees may elect to participate in deferred compensation plans. We wanted just our programs because we no longer offer nationwide. It hasn't been offered for several years, and we thought, you know, if SURF would go away or whatever, this way, we do have deferred compensation plans. If they're still there, then we don't list the plans. So that was an idea. In section 19.2, county compensation time, when it's calculated up for hours worked, we do want to include that you cannot consider personnel or personal days as worked hours. So it wasn't listed. So we thought we'd put that in there because vacation's in there, bereavement, jury, anything that an employee can take off with that is not physically working. So we wanted to add the personal day in there. And then in section 29.4, again, it's where the payroll is housed. It's no longer in the auditor's office. It is in under administrative services office. Just those little technicalities. So anyway, it's... Do you have any questions?
I don't have the application in front of me. Does your application say high school diploma or GED?
It does.
So, but you're saying that we have some that hire that. So we're lowering our standards of the hiring?
That would be, I mean, it's just we do have employees that do not have GEDs. So I didn't know if you wanted to add it or not. We don't have to.
No, I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Have they been hired since the application?
Her husband.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming they're great employees.
Yeah, they are.
Then that's I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. The question I have on the page 58, does that affect anybody?
No, that's just...
You're just cleaning it up?
Yes.
And then was there any changes on elected officials that need to be updated? I know every once in a while we'll go back and find... people that have retired or people that are no longer in office?
No, I think you all did that at the first.
Have we already done that? Okay. Okay. I don't have any problems with any of them.
Okay.
And go over and explain the 20%. They start at 21. This is, must be at least 18 years of age. But you're saying that if they start at the age of 21, isn't that what you said?
Well, right now, most of our employees are at 21. I'm at 18.
You have to be 21 for Road and Bridge and Sheriff's Department.
Yes.
At age 18, you can actually work in an office setting within the courthouse.
That's why we're using the age 21, because the 80 and out doesn't apply to the
right now it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, if someone would hire somebody at 18, most mm-hmm. of them have not.
Yeah, that's why I just wanted to clear mm-hmm. why yeah. we've got 18 wanting.
Yeah.
And on the page 58, it's got the change in the deadline there, where that has in there that employees hired at that 4% is withheld from the SERF. So that is there, but that's something the commission has to vote on every year.
Correct.
In November, it's just brought out.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So that will be decided when it's voted on, beginning December 1st, when that's right. voted on, where the commission's going to continue.
Yeah, and if you do choose to, I mean, if by chance you do choose to, pay it, uh-huh. but that would change, mm-hmm. then that whole section probably needs to be, taken
okay.
out.
I just mm-hmm.
at that
sure
time.
We all on the same page.
Yeah, yeah. But as of right now, yeah.
Okay. So, Devin, would you step forward? Mm-hmm. Devin made a statement there.
What were you referring to on the age that they have to be 21?
21.
Because uh-huh. mm-hmm. we've hired them at 18, and we can get their CDL being government.
I believe the handbook states 21 for Road and Bridge, doesn't it?
Typically, on a CDL, you've got to be 21, but for the government, we can get it at 18, and we have before.
Well, then we probably need to adjust that.
Yeah, that's what mm-hmm. we need to get mm-hmm. on the same page.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's do this for the day. Yeah. So for the time being, it sounds like there is another update that needs to be added mm-hmm. to this list, so tentatively, from what I hear, the commission is good with the majority of the updates that are presented, but there is now a subsequent update that is required to make this necessary.
Okay.
And we'll get that figured and put in there and send it to Tammy.
Please get that sent to the commission, that way it can go for review, and then we'll get it reinstated on the agenda for
Perfect.
The following meeting, and we'll get everything approved all in one.
Good. Sounds good. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you all. So at this time, we will not take any action on the personnel policy changes. Next, we have the approval of range operations policy. With us this morning, we have Sheriff Brad Daniels. Within the last couple of weeks, the commission had met at the range for an updated part of this policy. So, Sheriff, have you had a chance to review?
I have, and everything looks good to me.
And just to be clear, the amendment that was made only applies to King County Sheriff's Department, and it does not pertain to any of the MOUs that we have in place at this time.
Correct.
Any questions on it? Move to approve, accept, and enter into the record the range operations policy as presented.
Yes, ma'am.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.